Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for GWBC Radio's Open for Business. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of GWBC Open for Business, but this is a special one because we're broadcasting live from the 2022 WeBank National Conference, and we are live from the GWBC booth. Booth 1812, if you want to stop by and see us. Today on the show, we have the folks from Tempagenics. We have Shelley Heller and April Pollack. Welcome.
Thank you.
So one of you guys can arm wrestle for this. Tell us a little bit about Tempagenics. How are you serving folks?
We have a line of temperature regulating and monitoring products for the retail market.
And then how'd you get into this line of work? What was the genesis of the idea?
What year was it, April?
2015.
She remembers. It must have left a mark with her.
Trust me, there's a lot. We decided, we have a temperature company that's real close to our office, and we were thinking that we needed a thermometer that you could just put on your forehead and use no batteries, nothing like that.
Right.
And one had already kind of existed, but we wanted to make it ours. So we went over to our thermometer company that we know, and we invented it. And by the grace of God, I will say this, then the world shut down. You couldn't get any thermometers from anywhere all over the country and all over the world. And so we sold how many thermometers, April?
8 million in 2020. They're made in the USA. They're paper-based with a medical-grade adhesive, so they're a forehead thermometer strip.
So your book is called Timing is Everything?
You know what? And honestly, what we're doing right now, it's going to be timing. We should do that. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great idea.
So that was just pure random luck that happened like that?
It was. We both own separate businesses. So I own a marketing, advertising, and web design firm in Dayton, Ohio.
And I own a shipping and packaging company in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, so unrelated businesses. Mm-hmm. And then how do you know each other?
We've been friends and partners, and she's been a client of ours for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And we were actually at another woman-owned business conference in Columbus in 2015, and it was at that show we came up with the idea for the thermometer strip. Uh-huh. And decided, you know, this is something we should give it a go and see if you know, if there's any interest.
Right.
And we called it our side hustle until 2020 when it overtook
it
our
became
lives.
Your main hustle.
Yeah.
Now, so were you certified businesses prior? Individually?
Oh, yeah.
So this has always been part of the DNA of both of your businesses?
Absolutely.
Now, why was that important?
Well, honestly, I mean, I don't know how many years I've been coming, maybe 10, 15?
Longer than that.
Yeah. And I learn more from women in here than I do from anybody that we do business with. I mean, the women in here are very intelligent, and they're not, when they say, oh, you're going to be around a bunch of women, No. It's a different ballgame in here. We all love, we all want to help each other's business.
Right.
There's no jealousy. There's no, you know, you got more than me. You got to, you know, that kind of, it just doesn't exist here. And so we got a lot of ideas here, didn't we?
Absolutely. And our certification is the primary reason we were as successful as we were, because we were able to make it into national retailers through their supplier diversity channels. We're in over 5,600 CVS locations. We're in Kroger's.
Target.
We started in Target, Walmart.com.
For the people, because I'm trying to communicate, obviously, to the folks that are GWBC folks and people that are in this kind of inner circle that know what the deal is. But there's a lot of women-owned businesses. There's a lot of businesses that don't understand the importance of this and how, when you partner with a group like GWBC or the Ohio River Valley Group, that you're able to kind of have this edge that enables you to meet these enterprise-level corporations and have conversations face-to-face and talk to them and get to know them and do business with them that can take your business to new levels that you almost couldn't dream of, that you wouldn't have access as a regular, hey, I'm going to knock on the door and see if this big company is going to do business with me because I'm a small company and I have an idea. Talk about that, because I think that just that alone is worth the, you know, because it's kind of a hassle to
right.
do all the stuff to get certified, but it's worth it in the end because it can change your business.
Well, two examples we can think of right off are, due to our certification and being active in this group, we get preferred payment terms from one of our national retailers. We get paid in 10 days instead of 45 or 60. And another of our national retailers, we did not have to pay the $50,000 shelving, the slotting fee, to be on shelf because we were certified.
And that $50,000, those add up, right?
Those add up.
Actually, yeah, really quick. Right. And another thing, too, is that I think people misunderstand that when you become a women-owned business, that you automatically get into these places. Oh, hey,
right. I'm a woman-owned business. You know, like,
can you get me in? No,
it doesn't work like that.
No, I mean, we get to go talk to some people and say, hey, we have this available. We have this available. They're either going to say yes or no, or they're going to say we'll put you off for another year, or we're going to do that kind of thing. The fact that we're allowed to be here is the blessing. It's what we do with it. And what the bigger companies decide to do with us. Does
right.
that make sense?
Right. But the beauty of this organization is it not only do they give you access, they teach you how to get the most out of the access. It's not like, this isn't one of those associations or groups where you're like, oh, I pay the fee and then, yeah, I'll get business. Like it's not an ATM machine.
No.
You have to do work in order to win. But they teach you how to do the right work so you can win, and you can win big if you do this right.
Absolutely. At our last show, at our last national conference in 2019, we were connected with CVS, and they have an executive leadership series that over 2,000 businesses apply to. And we were invited as one of 15 businesses, and we did a five-month course with CVS in their ELS program, where they led us by the hand and taught us about our product, how to pitch it, we still to this day, and that was 2019, use our CVS pitch deck that they helped us handcraft in that series. And we use that for every buyer meeting we have.
Right. So and that's the thing, is in order to get the most out of it, you have to be coachable. You have
yes.
to be willing to say, I don't know, I want to learn, I have to be vulnerable, I have to kind of be the authentic me in order to get the most out of it. But if you do this, the win can be tremendous.
Absolutely. And we always make fun of ourselves, like, don't be afraid to ask the dumb questions.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, the first time we were trying to get on Walmart.com, and it took us weeks, like, what is a POG? And we're Googling, oh, Planet, because we did not have the retail background.
Sure.
And we're not afraid to be ourselves and ask the questions, and people are more than willing to step up and help teach you.
Oh, and it's amazing. I mean, when we were at CVS and we were giving our presentation to everybody, we're not afraid to embarrass ourselves. That's all I'm going to say. We had the entire room dying of laughter in the first sentence that we gave when I gave our presentation. I mean, I thought it was a good presentation. You can't be afraid of these. They're just people.
Right.
I mean, they can say no, and we can say no. So you really have to realize that if you have something great to pitch, pitch it. If they don't want it right now, they may come back in 2 years.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the thing. I think that's what it's taught us, is that it's not always, oh, we're going to put you in next week. That never happens. So, yeah, we've learned a ton.
We were invited out to Bentonville to Walmart headquarters, and it was our first manufacturing samples off the line, our first stab at packaging, and we went in thinking we had the best thing.
Right, we got
and
this
Walmart
figured
said,
out. They're going to be blown away.
They are.
They saw it and they said, we like the idea, but your packaging really needs work, and this is what you need to do, A, B, C, and D, and then maybe we'll talk to you. And we took their advice, and the packaging that's on retail shelves today are that Walmart buy. Like, you can't take offense or get your feelings hurt.
Well, they might know it. Thing or two
exactly.
about selling in that environment.
Absolutely.
So if somebody wants to learn more about Tempogenics, where should they go? What's the website?
The website is tempagenix.com, and that's tempagenix.com.
Well, thank you both for sharing your story today. You're both doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at WeBank National Conference 2022.